An Israeli strike on a tented refugee camp in the southern Gazan city of Rafah last night. At least 40 Palestinians reported to have been killed, including women and children. Pictures and videos being shared from the site show a huge fire and charred remains of people. The Israeli military said the strike was precise and targeted two Hamas leaders, and that they were also investigating the subsequent fire. Rafah was the city where many Gazans had gone to shelter from the war, but over 750,000 people have left there in recent weeks since Israel began a military operation on the city, despite being ordered in recent days to stop by the International Criminal Court. Also, yesterday, Hamas launched a large-scale rocket attack on Tel Aviv in Israel. Later, we'll hear from Brussels, where EU foreign ministers are gathered. The Taoiseach has described the latest attack on Rafah as barbaric and heinous. A short while ago, we heard from Tariq Yarivi. He's spokesperson for the World Health Organization in Geneva. And we began by asking him what he knew about what had happened in Rafah.
What we have heard is that there was an explosion in a part of the camp where the refugees are, and that there were casualties, both deaths and injured people. So what is really concerning is that capacity to treat those injured people is really minimal right now in Rafah, as most of hospitals are not functioning. Big Al-Najjar hospital with more than 200 beds is out of function. So there is a Kuwaiti hospital, Emirati hospital, that are smaller hospitals, and they had to do services that they normally don't do. There are some field hospitals. But again, situation is catastrophic for everyone, and not only because of last night attack, but because the situation in Gaza has been worsening every day, and this latest military operation in Rafah is making things just worse, as people have to be again on the move, and that we as humanitarians, we are unable to deliver humanitarian assistance as Rafah crossing is being closed, as we cannot move. We have not been in the north of Gaza for more than 2 weeks. We are unable to bring in medical supplies. Hospitals are running out of fuel. So situation is really, we have problems finding words to describe the suffering right now of Palestinian population in Gaza.
This particular shelter, what do you know about it? It was in a designated safe zone, is that right?
Well, I'm not sure really whether it was in a designated safe zone. People have been moving a lot. They had to move so many times, and literally we were always saying that there is no safe space in Gaza. And this is not the first time that that civilians are being killed. More than 35,000 people have been killed, majority of whom are women and children. So this is just continuation of what is happening. And for us, it's really heartbreaking not be able to help, although we have that capacity to do, but simply we don't have a humanitarian space to provide health workers, and those hospitals are still functioning with what they need.
When you say hospitals are not functioning, can you give us a little bit more detail about that? Why are they not functioning?
Well, out of 36 hospitals in Gaza, only 16 of them are partially functional, meaning some of them really providing just basic services. Why they are not functioning? Well, first, many of them have been targeted. You will remember Al-Shifa Hospital that was reduced to rubble, and that was the biggest hospital in Gaza. You will remember the scenes from Nasser Medical Complex. Right now, in north of Gaza, Kamal Adwan Hospital and Al-Awda Hospital have been under siege and basically have been invaded, and health workers were just told to leave. So many of these hospitals are simply being destroyed. Others, there is no supplies. There is no possibility to get fuel. Hospitals cannot function without fuel. We need electricity to have intensive care units working. We need electricity to do dialysis, to do cesarean sections, to have neonatal in incubators, those who need. So all that is not possible without fuel. Health workers have been among victims of people in Gaza. So they have to take care of themselves and their family. They have been displaced. They cannot reach their place of work because there's an insecurity. Every time we as WHO, we try to get, there are lots of checkpoints, there are delays. Our missions to a certain hospital in half of the instances is being refused. So basically, there is no humanitarian space. And for people of Gaza, there is no way to get to this hospital and to receive medical care they need. And I'm not talking only about more than 60,000 injured people, but also pregnant women, people with chronic conditions, people with cancer. So everyone who needs medical care is unable. So the right to health, which is one of the basic human rights, it's almost non-existent for Palestinians today.
Medical aid, fuel for hospitals. Has any come into Gaza since the Rafah crossing was closed on the 6th of May?
Well, we understand that some fuel has been coming in, but it's nearly not enough. And Palestinians in Gaza have to decide how to use that little fuel that may come in. Should it be for bakeries to make bread? Should it be to desalinate water so they can have water? Or should it go to hospitals? So these are difficult choices, and no population should be subjected to this kind of choices. As right now, there is certainly not enough fuel, and we have seen scenes from Kuwaiti hospitals where doctors are using their phones basically to provide a little bit of light to see when they treat patients. So it's really inhumane the conditions in which health workers in Gaza have to work right now.
In response to these most recent attacks, Israel says that it was targeting senior Hamas officials at this shelter. It also says that rocket attacks on Tel Aviv in Israel highlight the threat that Hamas still poses to the people of Israel. Do you accept that?
Well, we as humanitarians, our job is really to try to keep hospitals running as much as possible so people can have place to go to get medical care. That's really our mandate as the World Health Organization and other partners who are doing their best to provide that service. Currently, we are not able to do that because there is no access, there is no security of movement, and there is simply no humanitarian space that we need.
That's Tariq Jarivi, spokesperson for the World Health Organization.